In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the prayers of today's Mass, as so often happens, most often indeed, throughout the entire year, we call upon God with the name Domine, Lord. This Latin word translates the Greek Kyrios, meaning the same thing, a name for Lord or Master, which goes back far into pagan times. And this in turn is used as a translation for the Hebrew word Adonai. This word, however, in many cases, most in the Old Testament, when we find it, or at least hear it being pronounced, is standing in for another word which the Hebrews considered unutterable, or at least did after a certain time in history. They dared not pronounce the unutterable name of God, and so they substituted the word Adonai, meaning Lord. This practice then of referring to God as Lord came in to the New Testament. You will often see this indicated in certain editions of the Bible. In the Old Testament, it will say the word Lord, but if it's standing in for the unutterable name of God, it's written in small caps. It is a reminder that there is another title which we almost never find in the Old Testament. We were to simply look up this word, do some sort of a word search in the Old Testament, we would find how rarely the word itself occurs, and then, as far as applying it to God, that is truly rare indeed, if not hardly ever occurring, and that is the word Father. It will be the great gift of the New Testament, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to invite us to call God Father, indeed to command us to do so. It is for this reason that we always begin in this way before reciting the Our Father in the Mass. We say that it is by divine precept that we dare to say Our Father, and that is how we begin to recite the Our Father in the Mass according to this most ancient tradition, and that it is perhaps even our Lord himself who commanded that the Our Father be placed where it is in the Mass. But it is, we make clear that it is because of this precept from our Savior that we dare to do so, because it seems that the ancient Hebrews did not so dare. They called God Lord because they dared not utter his name, which means he who is. Then came our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose very name Jesus takes up that divine name and adds to it the word Savior. He who is our Savior. And it is he who tells us that henceforth we can and must refer to God as our Father. So although we continue the tradition which we take from the Old Testament to refer to God as Adonai, as Dominus, as Lord, out of respect for his infinite and divine majesty, nevertheless, at that certain most solemn moment in the Mass, when we have our Lord and Savior here before us on the altar in his real presence, it is at that moment that, encouraged by him and his presence among us, we dare to say our Father. We find that the heretics, the earliest ones, took exception to this. The Arians, that first great heresy that denied the divinity of Christ, also, although they could not deny that Jesus in the gospel invites us to say our Father, nevertheless shied away from it and discouraged Christians from ever calling God Father, saying that they should do so as little as possible, and it is better to refer to God as simply by the very cold title of the Uncreated One. this heretical idea of the Arians would be taken up by another sect, which is really in the end just a sort of spin-off of Arianism, but which would spread throughout the world, the sect of Islam, in which it is considered a blasphemy to call God Father. Our Lord makes it clear today that this is to be a title to be used in the New Testament from now until the end of time. Henceforth, we can and must refer to God as our Father. For his Son, Jesus Christ, has opened that way to us, and it will remain open now until the end of time, when at long last we shall see God face to face and be in the Father's presence forever and ever. It is when we understand this now, understanding how seldom it was that this word was ever employed in the Old Testament, we understand the meaning of our words, of the words of our Lord today when he says, "Call no man Father." Remember that he was speaking to a people who did not even dare to call God Father. And he is saying, yes, by all means, call God your Father. If we call men on earth Father, it is not because they have some sort of fatherhood of which the fatherhood of God is only an imitation, as though we are somehow only applying this idea of fatherhood which we find among men metaphorically to God. No, far from it. It is quite the reverse. As St. Paul tells us in that beautiful epistle of his, the Ephesians says, "I bend my knees before the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name." The meaning of this passage is not, as our poor separated brethren often take it, to be some sort of superstitious prohibition of using the word Father, which is why then they take exception to the fact that Catholics refer to their priests as Father. No, far from it. Indeed, we know from the example of the passage of the Old Testament we have in the Mass today, that is a reminder that the prophet Elijah was called Father. This was not considered blasphemous in any way. No, his disciples called him that. The prophet Eliseus, who takes up his ministry, referred to him as Father. His father, Elijah. The prohibition then is not on calling men father, for we do not find the earliest Christians ceasing to refer to their natural fathers as father. No, this word continues in all languages, and there is no prohibition on it. And we find, especially in the use in the sacred liturgy, that the title of father is used also of priests from the earliest time. But it is a reminder that just as we speak of the kingship of Christ, and remember that it is our Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, who is king, and it is rather men on earth who take this title, almost as a metaphor, for kingship truly belongs to God, and if men on earth are kings, it is only in virtue of the kingship of Christ. So too with fatherhood here on earth. Of course men can truly be called father. Those who bring children into the world may be called father, and those who are spiritually over others, who shepherd the church of God, they too may be called father. But it is only in virtue of that fatherhood of all eternity, the fatherhood of God. It is in this way that, although, of course, in great and profound reverence, we continue to refer to God as Lord throughout our sacred liturgy, nevertheless, thanks to the promises, indeed thanks to the commandment of our Savior Jesus Christ, we dare to call God our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.